Johnson, get a motion to approve the agenda.
I did.
Got a motion by Commissioner Forbes, second by Commissioner Davis, all in favor? Any opposed? Just time to get a motion to approve the minutes from where we were.
I see.
Got a motion by Commissioner Forbes, second by Commissioner Davis, all in favor? Any opposed? Motion carried. We don't need any award or presentation at this time. Moving down to consent agenda, can I get a motion to approve the consent agenda?
I make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Get a second. Got a motion by Commissioner Davis and a second by Commissioner Forbes, all in favor? Any opposed? Motion carried. Moving down to new business. Item number one is Cushing River Keeper, Justin Overton, request Cushing County Commission to help promote the Cushing River Economic Impact Study. Commissioner Forbes.
We've invited Justin to come and talk to us about the things he did, she was, went over with me and Mary Sharp, and, the town clerk, Ms. Carrie Keel, about, how they, some processes they went through to fight the quarters, she worked through.
Yeah, how much time do I have? I wanna be respectful, or can I quickly introduce myself? Okay.
Hello, everybody. Good morning. My name is Justin Overton. I'm a resident of Coosa County. I moved here in July. But I'm here today in a professional capacity. I am the executive director and staff river keeper at Coosa River Keeper. Coosa River Keeper works from Fort Payne to Wetumpka to protect, restore, and promote the Coosa River, its lakes, its creeks in Alabama. And part of that mission is to educate the public about where it's safe to swim, because water quality changes throughout the summer and throughout the year with big rain events, as well as where people can understand where the fish are safe to eat. Y'all are very fortunate in this community that there are no fish consumption advisories, but my dad is from Anniston, Alabama, and there are a lot of fish consumption advisories up and down the Coosa River due to contamination. But I'm here today, number one, to introduce myself, because I'm part of our organization as I participate in all 12 county commissions that in the jurisdiction that I work in. But also I'm here today because I'm gonna start being more of a participant now that I'm a resident of the county. When Commissioner Forbes reached out to me about the Kellyton Quarry, which I will get to in a second, I was really excited to be able to directly help the community that I now live in. But the reason I'm here today is that Coosa River Keeper is partnering with Auburn University at Montgomery to create an economic impact study to show that this river is a true liquid asset for this community. So Jacksonville State did an economic impact study on Neely Henry Lake several years ago, and Neely Henry Lake, which is up in the Gadsden area, brings in over $170 million a year alone when it comes to outdoor recreation, tourism, and bass fishing tournaments. And I thought, well, goodness gracious, wouldn't that be great to have one for each of the lakes on the Coosa chain as an advocacy effort to protect public health and protect the river, but also as a way to make sure that we're getting more industry coming into these communities that not only helps employ local folks, but also getting more people on the river. So I have given everybody on the commission a copy of this study. We have been able to partner with Etowah County, Calhoun County, Shelby County, Coosa County, hopefully after today, as well as several others that have helped us sort of get this into the community. We don't have a lot of folks, whether you're a person here attending or a commissioner from this community, that have filled out this survey. And so I'm here today in hopes that I can get some more data points from this community. Now, when it comes to the quarry fight, as y'all know, Kellyton is kind of on the line between the Coosa and Tallapoosa watersheds. So I'm absolutely happy to help in a personal as well as somewhat professional capacity. I have fought several quarries, particularly the one in Oxford. There was a quarry right by Cheeha. So I'm working with the commission as well as with the mayor to try to make sure that we have the best data possible to fight this, to protect public health, whether it be concerns about respiratory illness, whether it be concerns about water quality or impact to your property. You can find my information online, Coosa River Keeper. I may be the only female Justin any of you ever meet, so just Google Justin Overton. But thank you so much for the commission for having me, and I look forward to participating more as a resident, but also as an advocate for the river. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Justin. John, do you want to add anything to that?
No, I appreciate you, Justin, coming.
Yes, sir.
Giving us any information that you can share. Thank you so much for that.
All right, moving on to item number two, is approve the 6-year appointment of Charles Keel to the Strickland Water Authority Board beginning March 26th. They sent a resolution where it was adopted at the regular board meeting on January the 8th, 2026. There's a motion by Byron King, seconded by James Tass, to recommend the Coosa County Commission that Charles Keel be reappointed to the Strickland Water Authority Board for another 6-year term. And all the board members approved it, and they just asked that we approve this reappointment, which is something we have to do anytime one of the board members rotates off. So that being said, can I get a motion to approve the 6-year appointment of Charles Keel?
I'll make that motion, Chair.
Get a second. Got a motion by Commissioner McRae, seconded by Commissioner Davis. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number three, discuss legislative report. I'll break that off. Every year when our representatives are in session, they send us a legislative report. Brandon, do you want to go over this since you're on the legislative committee, or you want me to read it?
I'll let you read it.
All right. Each week when they go through their bills and things that are on the table, they'll send us a report and ask us to bring it to the commission meeting. So the 2026 legislative report is state grants final passage of bill bringing clarity to the family section for county subdivision regulations. House Bill 140 by Chris Sales and Robert Stewart sent to the governor for her consideration. If signed by the governor, the bill will preserve and strengthen the process for family-to-family transfer of county property and align related county subdivision rules with municipal standards, providing greater clarity and certainty for landowners and local governments. The Senate also grants final passage to a bill enhancing efficiency and oversight of county procurement measures. The Senate granted final passage to House Bill 77 by Jim Hill and sent Senator Lance Bale on February the 5th and sent it to the governor for her consideration. The bill will expand the county use of purchasing procurement cards to include service-related expenses, streamlining routine transactions, saving both staff and time for taxpayer dollars, and strengthening financial oversight and accountability. And that's all that was on that one for this one. So we'll have one of those at each meeting from now on until the session is over. I think they've got maybe 8 or 9 weeks left, I think, is what's left in the session. And we also have county days to where we as commissioners and elected officials go down there and visit with our representatives and legislators. I went last week with the Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce and went to the Senate, to the State House, and met with our representatives then. So any feedback y'all have or any information y'all want to get, I'll be glad to take down there to you if you want to. Moving down to item number four, is approve the commissioner signing a letter of support for the town of Kelton and their efforts to block the cord coming into their community.
Yes, Ms. Karen Keel, the town clerk of Kelton there, has written a letter asking the commission to support the town of Kelton and the surrounding communities to help continue fighting this cord. And that, as many of us have said, we're not against the quarry, we're just against the location of the quarry. You know, it's within such close proximity of these houses that the quarry will be constructed right in the middle of. So I'll read the letter that Ms. Karen wrote. It says, it is our understanding that Mr. Tom Baker has officially expressed his desire to open or assist in opening a rock quarry in the Kelton community on Coosa County Road 87. We are writing in opposition to express our concerns for this type of business being open in the particular area. We have very serious and valid concerns should this be allowed to open at this location. One of the main concerns we have regarding a rock quarry opening at this location is the close proximity of numerous homes that number close to 23 that will be less than 600 yards from the property, not to mention multiple other homes that are still around the outer bands of this proposed site. Quality of the air we breathe, fresh air will become dust air. It has been addressed before that other rock quarries are known for the dust that is carried out even miles around the facility. We have several elderly citizens and other citizens that already have respiratory issues which would suffer from these dust particles being carried via air. Impact of increased blasting, the close proximity to houses will certainly cause windows to rattle and the houses will vibrate with each blast, as has been experienced and well documented with other rock quarries as close to residential spaces as this proposal. concern of the damage to the water source that provides life-sustaining measures to the many homes and animals within this area, the detrimental impact on the natural environment, wildlife, and any endangered species that could possibly be near this location. Daily sightings of wildlife and numerous varieties of birds will likely diminish. Additional traffic, noise, and dust, trucks carrying loads of granite in and out of the proposed site will increase damage to our roads. It's our understanding, per Mr. Baker, that most of the granite will be carried by rail car, with this potentially causing the backup of the train car rails that are already running through this area. Should this happen, it could hinder businesses from being reached, as well as block emergency personnel from making calls in a timely manner, with some being life-threatening emergencies. Foreseeable decrease in property values. This letter is being submitted on behalf of the community in opposition to the opening of the quarry at Coosa County Road 87 in the Kellerton area. We're humbly asking that each county commissioner stand with us in opposition to the opening of this rock quarry in the Kellerton area due to the concerns that we have raised. We truly appreciate any support you can lend to help fight this battle that we are in. We also ask that you look into possibly passing taxes for the material that will be pulled from the ground in hopes of maybe changing his mind. We understand that there could possibly be other things that the commission might be able to look into that could possibly assist with blocking this from our community. And we would humbly ask that you look into these things. We would humbly ask that each commissioner that is willing to stand with us in this attempt to stop this quarry from coming and having such a negative impact on our little community, please sign below acknowledging your willingness to stand with us in this fight. Karen Keel, on behalf of the many citizens who are opposed to this quarry locating in our community. So I ask that, my fellow commissioners, be willing to stand with us and fight the quarry. I would want the same thing out of each one of you if it's trying to deal where I live. So I really appreciate y'all for helping us here.
Would y'all like to add anything else, both of them? This has been a battle, and I'll tip my hand to John. He's been to Montgomery together, and he's made numerous phone calls and texts regarding this. And it put us in a bad position as commissioners, because while we want to bring revenue and jobs to the county, this proposed project is right in the middle of houses, and I feel the people's need of it. It is a wonderful site as far as road access, rail access, plenty of property, but it's just the fact of the neighbors being around, and the amount of jobs that we're talking is really negligible when you look at the money that the county's going to get out of it versus the people's lives is going to adversely affect. With that being said, I've been in support of John the whole time, been to several meetings with him and helped him any way that I can or that he's asked me to, and I've already signed the letter there for this for Johnny and them. So if everybody wants to do that, that's fine. Vote with your heart, sign with your heart, whatever you think is best in the best interest. But I just think this is not a good deal for Coosa County as a whole in the long run. That's just my opinion. That being said, can I get a motion to approve the commissioner signing letter of support for Tony Kill?
I'll make a motion.
I see.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 5 is dealing with the quarry as well, and approving adding a 15-ton weight limit restriction signage to County Road 46, County Road 87, and County Road 50. Commissioner Forbes.
Yes, with the potential, traffic and weight on these roads here that surround this quarry, we battle, road construction and whatnot in Coosa County anyway. So I can only imagine, like I've told many people, I was on the phone with a guy last night from Kellerton that was against us adding weight limits. But, like I told him, I lived on County Road 32 in a Ray community, and until the owners of the quarry come in and did something with the road, that road stayed demolished all the time. I mean, it was a constant battle to keep that road, in shape of, So anyway, that I'm asking, you know, that we approve adding a 15-ton weight limit on County Road 46, County Road 87, and County Road 50. Tallapoosa County is already at, they already have a road restriction on their part of Heath Road, so I'm asking that the commission approve, you know, adding those weight restrictions. County Road 50 goes right through the middle of Kellyton. It's been paved within the last, how many years, Dad?
Probably six.
6 years. I mean, if there's a way they can get on that road, it's blacktop. It will ruin that road. So, and then, you know, when that happens, we're going to hear about the quarry and we're going to hear about the roads being destroyed. So, yeah. So we got to fight every battle we can to keep this from happening. So I'd like to make a motion to approve adding 15-ton weight limits restriction signage to County Road 46, County Road 87, and County Road 50.
I see.
Got a motion by Commissioner Forbes and a second by Commissioner Davis. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? That motion carries. Hey, how soon can you have those up?
Probably maybe tomorrow in the week.
About end of the week.
What about the, you want just County Road 50 from Kellyton to 280?
Yes.
As in to the east end?
Yes. Okay. If you find a way to get through there, they're going to find it. Yes.
Right. Item number six is approval to purchase three 2026 Chevy Silverado 1500 trucks for $132,000.
Y'all, I guess I'm
sitting here playing this through my mind, and you know, Ronnie hadn't been with us in a while as far as being able to attend meetings, but mm-hmm. for some reason today, just the fact of knowing he has passed is mm-hmm. is weighing heavy on me right now.
Yeah.
I can't explain what I'm feeling. I can't explain why my hands are shaking like this, and I certainly can't explain why I'm not talking, because I never had a problem talking. But for some reason, it's bothering me today, and I apologize for that. For $132,047.01, Engineer Eason.
Yes, we'd like to purchase those. Our plan was, with the trucks we have now, we bought three at one time. We would like to, probably at the next meeting, we would ask that they be auctioned off, or either we need one that actually at the landfill. Mm-hmm. And Amy had mentioned something about one for maintenance, but you know, those would have to be purchased from the highway department in both cases. Other one we would, you know, take to Jay and Wood or put on GovDeals. But we can handle that at the next meeting. But certainly we'd like to go ahead and get authorization to purchase these.
Where is this money coming from?
It'll come out of our 7 cent fund, okay. Or from the equipment line out.
Okay. All right. Anybody have any questions? That being said, can I get a motion of approval to purchase a three 2026 Chevrolet Silverado truck?
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
A motion by Commissioner Forbes and a second by Commissioner McGrath. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Item number seven is approval to bid a paving project on Church Street, Old School Road, and Gin House Road in Kellyton. Engineer Eason.
Yes, that's, of course, we've got Firehouse Road on our plan mm-hmm. for this year, which is in Kellyton there. That's the old 115 that was given to us by the state at one point from 280 up into Kellyton. So in the same process, we'd like to bid those particular roads. And actually, the next line item, which is the striping on County Road 50, we'd like to do all that basically on the same deal. The town of Kellyton has advised that they would certainly be willing, they'd get the rebuild fund mm-hmm. at this point, and they would contribute $125,000 toward that. So, like to go ahead and get all that done while we're right there. I think we get a better price on the project as a whole, as far as per ton basis and things of that sort.
Mayor, are you on board with all that?
Yes, sir, I am. I talked with Tad about it, and we do have the funds to support those three roads inside the Kelton, the Church Street and Old School Road and the Gin House Road. Okay. And we're perfectly willing to pay for those. Commissioner Forbes had talked to me, and like Tad said, about the having the Firehouse Road on the Rebuild Alabama list already. And that is an access road for the emergency units and stuff that Kelton provides the community.
Okay.
And I'd appreciate it if y'all approved that for us so we could get on with it.
Anybody have any questions on that? That being said, can I get a motion to approve the bid paving project on Church Street, Coldsville Road, and Gin House Road in Kelton?
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
A motion by Commissioner Forbes, a second by Commissioner McGrath. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 8, as Tad said, is approval of the bid striping project on County Road 50 in Kelton, which will be tied pretty much directly to what they're already doing. I think the cost as well as far as getting it cheaper.
Absolutely.
Anybody have any questions or issues with it? That being said, can I get a motion to approve the bid striping project on County Road 50?
I'll make a motion.
I see.
Another motion by Commissioner Forbes, a second by Commissioner Davis. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Kelton's gonna be looking good this time next year.
We appreciate y'all.
Item number 9, to discuss the proposed changes to Coosa County environmental fee schedule. Mr. Tim Hatch and Wes Rogers, we're on the Department of Public Health.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you for your time. I'm Tim Hatch. I'm with the Alabama Department of Public Health. I'm the district administrator for 12 county health departments in the East Central Park. So I stretch from Haynesville over Lowndes County, over to Russell County, Phoenix City, up to Tallapoosa, over here to Coosa, and then, of course, over Prattville area. So I have a quite large footprint, but one thing I'm very proud of is back in 2022, we reopened the Coosa County Health Department with a partnership with Accordia Health. We've done some renovations, installed a generator. So we've been back in business for 4 years now. We do see patients once a week on Wednesday, both our WIC and our family planning patients. But we do have a full-time staff that's there every day. It's really helped out working with our DHR friends and our school system to be able to provide birth certificates here in the county. But we still have some revenue flow issues, but I did want to take this opportunity first and foremost to say how sorry I am for the loss of the commissioner here. But secondly, for the support financially that the Coosa County Commission gave us back in FY25, that is very, very helpful. We have one full-time staff there that we pay for. Everyone else is part-time. But revenue is a very big concern. And so with me today is Mr. Wes Rogers. He's the district environmental director. And so we've looked at all our environmental health fees across the district, and we started to slowly update those. It was 1996 the last time we had an increase. So you can imagine the cost of personnel, mileage, equipment, supplies have gone up in the last 30 years. So what our proposal is, and we did submit all that in writing to you all, is to look at our fee schedule and to determine what it is that we can do to help increase revenue based on other counties that we've done similar. So recently we've looked at Russell County, Tallapoosa County, Autauga County, and increased those fees as well. And so what we're looking at is a slight increase. Now, here in the county, we do have a total of 45 food permits. Across the year's time, it would increase our revenue max about a $7,000 increase, which would help to cover the cost of us doing environmental services. Now, we did last year 20 no-cost inspections, so it would not affect the county. We don't charge schools, we don't charge jails, we don't charge Head Start centers. We go in there as a courtesy, as we do in all other counties in our district. So it would not affect any fees directly to the county, but it would for those 63 permits that we had for Coosa County. So just to let you know that some of our smaller food fees are $50, and some go up to $75. We would kind of do it across the board at $100. So we're not talking about a large increase here. But I wanted to bring this up to you all. We've sent letters to the towns of Kellyton, Goodwater, and Rockford to let them know the same thing. But it's not going to affect a lot, but I found it important for us to come and give an update on what we're doing here with the health department in Coosa County, and to let you all know that if we had this, it would be June, probably roughly around June, that these increases would go into effect.
John Kelly, have you looked at contract on this? Have you looked at this? Have you looked at this?
Yeah, I've taken a look at it.
Does anybody have any questions regarding these fees? Wes, you want to add anything else?
No, sir, I'm good.
Unless y'all have any specific questions, I'm fine.
I appreciate y'all opening the health department back up. I know a lot of people are thankful for that.
We're really glad to be there.
I appreciate it. Thank you, guys. Item number 10 is approved and shared. Lamar Doctor signing the interagency agreement between the Coosa County Commission and the State of Alabama Department of Human Resources. This is a, like all the other interagency agreements we deal with, this is a yearly thing. John Kelly, have you looked at this contract?
Yes, sir.
Everything's yes. good on it?
It's basically like our last fee agreement with DHR. No changes. Of course, it covers the new vendor doing the grants.
Okay.
And so it's all good to go.
All right. That being said, can I get a motion to permit to sign the interagency agreement between the Coosa County Commission and the State of Alabama Department of Human Resources?
I make the motion.
Second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Item number 11 is approval appointing Evelyn Levant to the 911 board representing the city of Goodwill, EMA Director Sheldon Hutchinson.
All right, I'm requesting executive session for this point.
John Kelly, can we go into executive session on this matter to discuss the general reputation and character of an applicant?
Yes, sir. We should be allowed to go into executive session based on general reputation and character of an individual.
Okay. Sheldon, do you know about how long this will take?
5 minutes, man.
Okay. We'll say 15 just to be on the safe side. Can I get a motion to go into executive session this month?
I'll second.
Got a motion by Commissioner Forbes and a second by Commissioner McElroy. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. If y'all would step out and go back to session, we'll be there. Anybody that wants to leave? You don't have anybody.